Let's
that
play Sparkle. Here we go. Y'all win one lighting playing for.
I'm going to win again today. Did I win yesterday?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, man. For line one.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. Galvin's playing for you. Please hold. Spanish, back to you.
Line three, please. Yes.
Oh, boy. Hi, who is this?
Morning. This is Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. Spanish is playing for you. I'll take line five. It's an odd day. 1, 3, and 5. Hi, who is this?
This is Alan.
Alan, I'm playing for you, sir. Please hold on. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Rob is your judge. Carmen, what are you playing?
Today, I have a pop quiz for all of you on American history.
Oh, pop quiz, good. Hot shot.
Don't do this.
Yes. So, can you answer all, or can you answer these American history questions with all the answers?
Before we start?
Yeah.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. I feel like if I didn't say it out loud, it'd be stuck in my head.
That's fine.
All right. All right, here we go.
You interrupted me. Now I'm not giving you the common theme.
Oh, no.
Points again, down like for
it.
You.
What is it again? It's just a pop quiz?
American history.
American question. History. Okay.
That's it. All right. First one.
And is there a theme?
There is a theme.
All right.
I'm not giving it to you. What president oversaw the conclusion of World War II?
Eisenhower.
Truman.
Truman. Yeah. Spanish. What state was once an independent republic?
Tennessee.
Texas.
Texas. Spanish. What leader of the Shawnee tribe allied with the British during the War of 1812.
Shawnee tribe.
What leader of the Shawnee
Chief
tribe?
Tecumseh.
Geronimo.
Tecumseh. Mike Kelta, I will give it to you.
Right, you said it wrong.
I actually lived next to a town named Tecumseh.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Burn, Michigan.
So,
what's up? And they all said it wrong in that town.
That's not true. You said it wrong. What 1920s bribery incident damaged the reputation of the Harding administration? Bribery incident damaged the reputation of the Harding administration.
That would be the bribing of Al Capone.
The bribe of Frankenstein.
Not the Teapot Dome scandal.
I know. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Well,
I have the Google.
You just learned something. What Mexican-American war hero later served as president from 1849 to 1850? 1 year he got.
That was
Taft.
No.
President Fernandez.
No.
George Lopez.
No. Zachary Taylor.
Oh.
1 year. What name was given to the route of forced relocation for Native Americans in the late 1830s? No. What name was given to the route of forced
Trail
relocation?
Of
Trail of Tears.
That's,
yes.
That's no fair. I should be able to answer again whenever she messes up.
Root. Root and route. Same thing.
No, but you said root.
Route 97.
Row ads.
Yeah, right. All right.
Same thing. What author, abolitionist?
Abolitionist.
Abolitionist and transcendentalist wrote Walden?
Thoreau.
Yes, Mike Kelta. What institution was founded in 1881 in Alabama by Booker T. Washington?
NAACP.
Tuskegee.
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 Tuskegee. Yeah. Tuskegee. That's fun to say.
You're like the elf.
What was that word again? What? Abolitionist?
Abolitionist.
Mm-hmm. Abolitionist. See, I got it. And woman's right activist gave her
Susan B. Anthony.
Ain't I a Woman speech in 1851.
Tubman.
No. Truth.
Okay.
Sigourney Truth. And you guys have not figured out the theme, but we're halfway through. Mike Kelta has, yes. True.
Oh, I haven't even been listening.
Yeah, me neither.
Noticed.
All right.
Oopsies.
Right now, the scores. Galvin is in last with 0. Mike, you're in second with 2. Spanish is better than both of you.
What?
He is leading with a score of 3.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, we have a backup joke.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What Democratic political machine played a major role in New York politics from the 1790s to the 1960s. Yes.
What is it? The what?
What Democratic political machine played a major role in New York politics from the 1790s? Tammany Hall.
Tammany Hall.
Oh. Yes. What Native American athlete won gold medals from the decathlon and the pentathlon in the 1912 Olympics?
1912?
Pentathlon.
Wow. Oh, man.
That was Tyrone.
No, Jim Thorpe.
Thorpe, yeah. I'm still stuck in Tammany Hall. All right, go ahead.
Okay. What nickname was given to Theodore Roosevelt?
Teddy.
Due to his aggressive use of antitrust law.
Sweaty
Taxon.
Teddy.
No.
Teddy. Sweaty Teddy.
Trust Buster.
The old trust.
Mm-hmm. That was his name. Who led a slave rebellion in Virginia?
Tubman.
On August 21st, 1831. Slave rebellion in Virginia.
Theodore.
No. Turner. Nate Turner.
Oh, yeah. Hooch came later.
Who won the...
Hooch is still enslaved.
Oh, no.
Tom Hanks owned.
Oh, God. All right. Settle down, class.
Oh.
Who won the popular vote in the 1876 presidential election?
Taft.
But lost to Rutherford B. Hayes in the Electoral College vote.
This has been all over the news lately.
Tawny.
Oh, Samuel J. Tilden. What factory in Manhattan was the site of one of the most deadliest industrial disasters in American history in 1911? Triangle Shirtwaist Factory.
Why wouldn't that business work? I don't know.
It doesn't fit.
And we're on the last
three. Damn it. What? Scores. They opened up rectangle shirt business right across the street.
Scores have now changed. Galvin is in last with zero. Mike is in second with two. Spanish is leading better than both of you by one. Woo. Three is his total.
Okay, so I just have to get this last three.
And Bert is here, by the way. Just
okay, so let's wrap this up then.
All right, perfect. What president dictated or dedicated, sorry, let me start over. What president dedicated his last 2 years in office to annexation of Texas?
Annexation?
Of Texas.
Taft!
No. John Tyler.
Just so you know, Bert's winning in the lobby. He's playing along with us at home.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
is that
he
what
is.
He said?
Yeah, Jen just told me from the comic
book. What Missouri author and humorist wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Twain.
Mike Kelta. And the last one.
We have a tie. Galvin's out.
Whoa.
All right. Last one. What corporation created in 1933 built dams and power plants along the Tennessee River? Tennessee Valley Authority.
Did Bert get that one?
All right, and the tiebreaker, just for Mike and Spanish.
Here we go.
Who was the only president to also serve as Chief Justice of the United States?
Taft.
Spanish.
Yeah! You knew it was coming. I told you it was coming.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that would come out so many times. Taylor Taft. Thanks, Taylor Calvin. Taft. Ah, stupid.
Taft Taylor Thomas.